Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, Cure and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something, the motto. Part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 38. That M period, A period, N period stands for Music Activism News. That's the abbreviation, the acronym. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, you can feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. I have three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, I do want to let people know that you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. for the newest releases. The Twitter is ALFREDPORTERJR numeral 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. 1 on Twitter. Or Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2 on Twitter. Or Man in the Street 13. You can Instagram J.R. Alfred Porter. You could Facebook Joseph Motley J.R. period. Facebook Kent N. Angelica. You can Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio, that www.3342music.com for all the newest releases. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. And also, Facebook, Alfred Porter, J.R., period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. The YouTube pages of Miss Commentary Cleveland. And also, you can check out www.templabor.org or thelogtv.com and the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland, for your 216440 releases. What I'm going to make the attempt to do is, and I see that I have to do this, and it makes a lot of sense, is give you like a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, things that might have happened entertainment-wise that helped get some notice here and there. So I'm going to at least take the time to do that. It could be what's coming up for 7 days from last week to even this week. What's getting the people's attention in our region? So that's how those things work. So with that being said, the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in our region based on interest, based on people actually saying we're going to attend this thing and or promotions. Number 10, well, first I'll give you honorable mentions. The honorable mentions goes to Cash Kadic, as well as Cash Kadic, B-Lo, and of course Spaz Rose, aka General Jazz. But in the number 10 spot, The Actual Tannis. Number 9, Black House Sound. Number 8, debuting Megatron the Don. Number 7, debuting, you can find it on Facebook, Malik X/Prince-ish/ Feed the People. That's going on tonight. Number 6, debuting CFRO, Reentry Alumni Association presents a day of remembrance for victims of gun violence. Come join us as we remember those who have been affected by gun violence. Cleveland Umadop, and that's at 1215 East 79th Street. 1215 East 79th Street. It's between Superior and St. Clair. September 25th, this Saturday, from 12 noon to 3 p.m., community guest speakers will also be in attendance. Alfred Coach Powell, the legendary urban entomologist, and food, fun, information, Narcan training, COVID-19 safety protocols will be in place. Wear masks, social distance, fist elbow pump, air hug, stay safe. And that is this coming Saturday. So that's in the number 6 spot. Number 5. Moving up, Facebook, the Brother to Brother presents the State of Manhood in the Black Community. That was this past Saturday at the East Cleveland Library. Number 4, moving up, Facebook, it happened last Friday, Ms. Lily Birthday Bash. Number 3, debuting Cheryl Wagner, Simply Sister Bonita Gospel Concert with Perfect Setting, Sheriff Kilroy, the singer named Sam. They had Free Polish Boys and other acts. That was yesterday. Art McCoy Radio caught that live. Number 2, moving up, Facebook, the Soul Jam Live. And in the number 1 spot, you could find it on Facebook, the Art McCoy BMA Bus Caravan. You had Sheriff Kilroy, Major Tabs, Ralph Solo, Warfare, More Love, No Hate, Nation, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Power Women, Father's Lives Matter, as we went down to join in with another group of individuals. And I think I should at least point out where we went, as the black construction workers demand Sherwin-Williams to keep promises, include them in the headquarters project, as the civil rights groups, the SCLC, National Action Network, and black construction workers stood in front of Sherwin-Williams' current headquarters. That was last Thursday, demanding the company live up to their commitment. That's what we're demanding. It's our seat at the table, Norm Edwards with the Black Contractors Group said. Protesters claim the Cleveland-based paint company is not honoring their promise to name a black-owned firm as one of the lead contractors on the construction of their new downtown headquarters. They only want to give us peanuts, and we're better than peanuts, Norm Edwards said. Now, Sherwin-Williams on Wednesday had released a statement announcing they hired five minority firms for construction management services, as well as carpentry, painting, and millwork. According to protesters, these positions weren't enough. You're talking about millions to just $100,000, Edwards said. We're talking $25 to $30 million contracts to white contractors and $100,000 to $200,000 for the black contractors. President of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Dr. Charles Steele Jr., says the lack of inclusion reaches beyond Cleveland and said that Sherwin-Williams is all over the world making all kinds of money. We're in a capitalistic society without any capital. Sherwin-Williams, just on their response, they just went back to their press release the day before. So it was really, really an interesting day that happened. I do want to thank everybody who takes the time to at least call in and or say what's on their mind. I'm going to at least stop what I'm doing. I'll get the salutations and a few other things in a little while. But my major thing is this. The Creator allowed this show to happen because, let's be honest about it, it's the people who listen, the people who tune in. I'm very honored. I'm very humbled that people want to add in their questions, comments, and concerns. So let me check out this 216-270 number. 216 area code 270. How are you doing?
Hey, hi. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you doing?
Hey, great. I'm doing fine. I just want to check out your show. I really didn't know how to tune in, so I'm glad everything went well. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You know something? Even though I know your voice, I'm going to let you introduce yourself any way you want to.
Oh, I apologize if I didn't introduce myself. How are you doing? My name is Tamaya. I'm part of Black on Black Crime. I call myself Power Women, Healing Support Group. I have events and stuff, and I do stop and heal police brutality and domestic violence. I have Freedom of Love event where I do awareness. I feed the people, and I do also in it, we have entertainment like music, praise dancing, singing, you know, a lot of stuff, you know, like that. And then I have soon I'm doing Delivered in the Midst of the Storm. It's going to be a skit, different skits up under that umbrella. So I'm going to be doing auditions. I'm collabing with other people, you know, going to have auditions and everything. Right now, we don't have the place. I don't have everything together right now, but it's coming soon. And more to come. I'm speaking about downtown with the protesting about the workers.
Okay.
I'm glad that everybody stepped out. It's nice to see a crowd like that. People coming from out of town, tuning in. You know, that's what it needs to be. And it needs to be more of this. People, different walks of life and from different area coming together, you know, for a great purpose. And so I feel it's not right of what they're doing. You know, they're making these big buildings. And racism, we're trying to get rid of racism. You know, then you're going to build a big building and say, oh, we're going to, this race get this much and this race get, no, there's division. We have enough of division, you know. And so I think they need to stop too. They need to really look into that and do something about that. You know, it's not right. Okay. And so what's beautiful, I'm just saying that I love the people standing for something. Because If we fall, if we don't come together, we try to do things individually, it ain't gonna work. Okay? It would take longer. It would, we'll be knocked down one by one. You need to come together in unity and love and not try to pull one another down, you know. And so I just love it. Anything else?
Well, I appreciate that. You've been straight and to the point. I'm going to ask you, when did the Power Women, the empowerment, the support group, when did it, you know, dawn on you something like that was needed? Because I would like to know, that's such a powerful statement. You say Power Women. When did your concept for that come to pass? When did you know it was time to step out on faith and build that up?
Well, actually, I started the concept when God spoke to my spirit and said that we need a healing support group, you know? And so that's what it was, a healing support group. It wasn't the entire woman. It was just healing support group, you know, to have a women group and then get to have men group. About healing, because my spirit was saying that's how why a lot of tragedies, a lot of things that's going on in the world, because people need someone they can talk to and feel, you know, stay comfortable with and stuff like that. We need to talk about some things and address some things. And it started with the woman and the children, you know, because the woman birthed the men and the boys and the girls, you hear me? And so that's how it really started off. But everybody, I was talking to people in the community, they were saying, oh, no, they didn't want to have it in the church. They wanted it in a community center. So I couldn't really find a place. And so that was in, like, 2009, actually, the thought came and everything, and I tried to put it together. But then, so in 2016 is when I actually started my group. It became Power Woman because of God, Healing Support Group, because in 2013, for my 15th anniversary, I wound up going through a tragedy that I woke up from. And then and it's the power is not, oh, you're just strong, but it's the power that's within you, which is the Spirit of God, actually. And, you know, Power Woman, so that's why I named it Power Woman. You know, I've been raped and tortured, and I went through racism, and all my human rights and law, you know, stuff was violated by Cleveland police in Tyra City, casino, they all joined together. And so it was all like me. And I went through a tragedy like that. It's trauma in my life and everything. And that's what made me really, when they told me to stand, are they going to sweep it under the rug? At the OPS building, I didn't know what he was saying. I thought I was standing by me going to the appointments and having a lawyer, you know, taking care of business. I thought that was standing, you know. But then I started seeing people, after I went through the tragedy, I started seeing it happening to other people rapidly. And then I saw people from other states standing and protesting and fighting and this. And I'm like, oh, this is what they mean about standing. And so then I met up with Al Porter with Black on Black Crime, and I met up with another person. Now they stopped the pain, but he was just regular then, you know,
right.
Terrell. But anyway, you know, and I just wind up becoming a part of Black on Black Crime because there are people, I'm a type of person, I like helping people, you know, even before I'm a woman with a good heart and everything. And so I liked it how they was, you know what I'm saying, what they were standing for. And so I joined them, I started coming, you know, even though I was still going through my trauma, they sent people there and I was trying to find answers because the reason why I believe my case and everything, and I took an adventure because I had lack of understanding. I had a lack of knowledge and wisdom about the system and about what's going on. you know, and so I was trying to get in, you know, trying to get in where I fit in and try to do what
right.
I can do to help other people, you know what I'm saying? Because it made me feel good about helping other people and also try to help myself. But it's right now I'm still struggling for this justice. And so if it ain't one thing, it's another. So it's like stand for something
right.
or you're going to fall for anything. Because it's going to continue on happening. It's going to linger on to your children and everything, you know, because the system is, it's supposed to be for the people. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be, but it seems like you catch yourself fighting against it. You know what I mean? It's not about rebellious, but it's about justice. Because in my situation, I got to think about me. It's like in my situation, I saw that these people were supposed to be for me. I went up thinking that it was right. And then when I went through that tragedy, it woke me up. And it showed me that there wasn't no justice. There wasn't no, you know what I'm saying, what they say, liberty and all that other stuff. You know, and we
right.
were under attack. That's what I'm feeling. And right now in this fight, you have to, put on your full armor. You have to put on your armor of God. Everything, the devil, you know what I'm saying? That's why I call them enemies. And, you know, you got to know.
Yeah.
Because they taught me, but it taught me a lot. When I went through the valley of the shadow of death with them, it taught
yeah.
me a lot. They taught me a lot. They taught me to know who you are. They, you know, say, I know I'm a child of God. When they come, you the devil, we're the child of God. You know, go back where you come from. You know, I didn't understand all that stuff. They put my face in the mirror and said, look at you. You said, this place, do you see what you look like? Look at you. What do you see? You know what I'm saying? A reflection. Who do you see? You see you know, and you got to know who your enemy is. You got to know who you are. You got to love who you are because you're going to get prosecuted for who you is as a woman, if you're a man, if you're black, or if you whatever. You're going to go through that, and so you have to have confidence of who you is. You got to know your history. You got to know, you got to accept yourself who you are, you know, because they talk about languages and, you know, I need to go back. It's just so much. It's so much, but we go through it, and a lot of people did not make it through. You know what I'm saying? I thank the Lord for making it through, so I just feel like I want to be a help out in the community with the people. You know, I'm in the church, but I want to come out of the church, and I feel church should be everywhere you go. We are the church, you know, and so God lives within, so our walk and our talk should be daily.
Thank you very much for the phone call. It has been empowering. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you've done with Power Women, the example that you've set. I see that's one of the reasons why Brother Art McCoy named you an event coordinator for the Dialogue Center, as well as the fact that myself and Brother Shakespeare will be talking to you more. We have to do what we can to make sure that we follow through with you inside the studio, recording and everything else. Go ahead.
Yeah, with that, what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
At the Dialogue Center, I was making plans of open mic. Everybody get like 5 minutes. Okay, open mic where you can do poetry, you can do comedy. You know, if you want to sing, that's what it do. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. And so open mic with food, but a little charge at the door so we can raise money and continue on doing, you know, we got to pay for lights and stuff like that. And so we're going to do stuff like that. And so I wish people come out, you know. We can do it outside, and if it gets cold, we can do it inside. You know, maybe like once a week or once every 2 weeks or something like that.
All right. Look forward to it. And so we can deal with that this coming week as well. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays. Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110. And it was good to talk to you. You had like the top event a couple of weeks ago in our top 10. So it's nice to actually have you on the phone. Thank you.
Okay. Let me say one more thing for the people. In this time, we've been going through, everybody is going through something in their life. And so I wanted to do this at the Dialogue Center. Also, like, have a prayer group where people come in and pray. You know, we can pray for our families. We can pray for the community, pray for the system, the leaders. And I think it's really the leaders need to come, because when we're helping other people, we need to be refreshing. We need to be, you know, uplifted and everything. Because we go through changes as well. And so I feel right now that it's really needed. And I'm trying to find people who want to do this ASAP. So you can reach me at Facebook, To My Understanding. My phone number is 216-270-0280. Well, I just talked to Al Porter and get in contact with me.
All right. Thank you once again, and may you enjoy the rest of the program.
Thank you. I will.
No problem. I'm feeling definitely empowered. And so the next thing I could do, let's take it away from me before it even gets back to myself. I see a 216 area code with a 412. 216-412. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Porter? This is Major Taps calling in. Saying what's up to everybody. How's Cleveland doing? How's the world doing?
Man, first of all, like the last phone caller, I have to thank you because...
Oh, he fired. He fired.
Yeah, you all, it was lit. You all got up early in the morning last Thursday to be on the BMA bus.
Right.
You know, so talk to me.
You ain't right, like, guess what? I just passed by. I was in Garfield, and I just passed by. I mean, I got to go there anyway later on. So,
okay.
Yeah, I really appreciate the full education on Sherwin Williams. Don't support Sherwin Williams.
In fact,
don't support them. It's a big ugly system game that, you know, that they try to play with us right now. That was quite, you know what I'm saying, a nice and decent experience. It felt good being out there. I seen people from around my neighborhood that was out there. So you know this thing is seriously deep, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm going to vote for mayor. I'm not really familiar with neither one of them. So, if
y'all
do, make the right choice. How about you got here? I'm on here supporting Dontez Taylor. He's running for councilman for the 4th Ward.
Right.
So, let that be known. Support Dontez Taylor. He was out there, you know what I'm saying, with us that day. So
yes, he was.
And this man been very active. You know what I'm saying? Very active, you know what I'm saying, in the community, you know. He's always at the meetings and always in the picket line, you know. So support that, brother. Me, on the other hand, you know, we still got the label for Pride ENT, still going strong. We got material coming up. We just in the process right now. Like I said, I was in the situation where my computer got hacked. I was dealing with some internet hustlers. You know what I'm saying? Trying to rob money and stuff like that. Wipe the hard drive off. Don't get it twisted. I still got music, you know, because like, they ain't stopping this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop nobody that got a passion for this. So, like, all the beats that, you know what I'm saying, these fools, clowns try to, like, hack and try to erase and everything, I still got them programmed in my head.
Y'all
goofy. Like, they goofy. Like, I got them in my head. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Just let me get my system back to working. I'm going to get it. Like, trust me, I'm going to get it. You know what I'm saying? FX, you know, out here hustling, you know what I'm saying, making his money on the legal side, most definitely, you know. And, of course, he got new up-and-coming projects going on. Shout-out to Youngstown. I was out there Saturday.
Okay.
I was actually checking out some hip-hop legends like Juvenile, what, Mystico, 8-Ball MJD.
Wow.
Who else? Trina showed up. Trina was there. Twista. It was a nice event. Youngstown, yo, y'all live. Yo, I appreciate the love. Definitely had a good time out there. I wasn't performing them like that. I just went out there just to have a good time, you know, and it was good to see, like, a lot of the hip-hop artists that I grew up listening to on stage, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
like, actually representing. They put on a good performance. Like, a lot of y'all younger, y'all need to study from a lot of these artists and stuff like that because, like, they know how to put on the show. Like, I went to the Summer Jam. It was okay. So, I mean, I feel like a lot of artists got to have better performance, and you know what I'm saying, just not, you know what I'm saying, walking
mm-hmm.
back and forth from the stage. Not saying that all the artists were up there doing that, though. It was like, wow. The Hip Hop Legends Tour really put on the show. I was very entertained, you know what I mean? So,
nice.
Yeah, like, I just feel like the other artists, up-and-coming artists, you know what I'm saying, like, pay attention and study from veterans like that, you know what I'm saying, that's what you've been doing and stuff. Like, the music and everything was all in category from what you expected. You know, it just wasn't just, like, put together from scratch and stuff, you know, so I definitely enjoyed that. And the Youngstown crowd was, like, they turned up. Everybody enjoyed it. There wasn't no drama. You know what I'm saying? Usually,
that's
my black events and festivals. It'd be some drama. It wasn't no drama. Everybody came there, and everybody was having a good time showing out, you know? So, in a good way, I mean. So, besides that, back to Cleveland, you know, we got, you know what I'm saying, some important things to handle here and take care of. Yeah, we definitely got to get Sherman Williams' band. Like, we got to get them up out of here. Like,
look, I hear
the greed. All the greed and the nonsense, you know what I'm saying? You guys want to try to call yourself trying to get rid of black contractors, things of that
mm-hmm.
nature, you know what I mean? And then the thing, too, it wasn't just like, what I liked about it, it wasn't just blacks down there. It was Caucasian people down there also, you know, that were,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, down there in favor, because a lot of them been, you know what I'm saying, misled too, so you gotta understand. And they actually see
mm-hmm.
the issue, you know. So shout out to my Uncle Ziggy. He in Detroit.
Oh yeah.
He I can't wait till I get him on this. Get him on here. You guys could like talk to him.
Good.
He's a army like he an army veteran. Like, he knows a lot of stuff about how the system plays, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I'm glad to be, you know what I'm saying, I'm glad to call my uncle of mine and stuff like that. You know, I want to get him down to a BMA meeting. Cause,
solid.
So, besides that, like I said, support Dontez Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward for more events. And I'm looking forward for the hip hop workshop about to come back in October 1st.
Yep.
That's possible.
Yes,
I mean,
indeed.
Is it gonna happen? If it's gonna happen, yeah, like most definitely.
It's gonna happen. Creator
World,
like October 2nd, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Cleveland State University, the main classroom building. Large room 136. Continue on, sir.
October 2nd, so it's going now. It's about to happen. So, like, I'm very excited and pumped up for that. So, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all ain't never been to the Hip Hop Workshop, this is one of the most, you know what I'm saying, biggest events when it comes to underground rappers in Cleveland and artists
mm-hmm.
and people just exploiting their talent, just showing their talent and stuff, and just hearing cool positive messages and motivational speakers and things of that nature, like. This is the place where y'all need to be at. You know, we have a good time every time. So whoever have not been out to one of these events, y'all are really missing, a big thing in Cleveland. Like, you not from Cleveland. I'll put it like this. You not from Cleveland. You ain't been to the hip hop. If you ain't been to the hip hop, you not from Cleveland. You have not been to the hip hop workshop. Point blank. I'll put it like that. So I'm going to let y'all feel bad and think about that. And y'all come back, you know what I'm saying, and we'll get back with y'all. You know, it's always
all
peace
right.
and love. So with that being said, peace. Proprietor ENT.
Peace. Man, I appreciate that message that just came through from Major Taps, M-A-I-G-E-R, Taps, Rise of the Taps. That's a nice album. And I want to let people know before I play any music or anything else that the Dialogue Center, everyone is welcome, activists, individuals, groups. The first activist crime and violence convention. Wear your colors, uniforms, banners, flags. Meet and greet as we unite and come together against crime and violence in our city. It is Tuesday, September 28th at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling. 15415 Kipling. Definitely stop the violence. The numbers associated with that. Stop the violence, save our children. United we stand, divided we fall. 216-253-4070 or 216-804-7462 or 216-990-0679. With that being said, it will be a special word from Art McCoy, 40 years about fighting crime. Godfather of Black-on-Black Crime, Inc., as a matter of fact, as we do certain things, we will definitely... No problem. And so as we do certain things, I just appreciate you all being here with us. Oh, great. And so... coming through, making sure everything looks good, sounds good. This is a great atmosphere this evening. I even think the applause button that's going on in the background. Now, I did not get to the salutations part. I didn't. But I would like to at least throw out there that for those who may not have heard, Anthony A.J. Johnson from Friday and House Party actor. He passed today at the young age of 55. Anthony A.J. Johnson, the actor best known as the scene-stealing Ezel in the hit Friday comedy franchise. He passed at the age of 55. They confirmed the comedian's passing, though the cause of death hasn't been disclosed yet. A lot of people felt the same way, that they lost the icon who will be greatly missed. He left a lot of amazing memories, though. The laughter, the dynamic acting skills, but his personality was nice as an actor. And so... you know, he was found unconscious in a Los Angeles store earlier in September, rushed to the emergency room. And so, you know, that's just the confirmation that came out. He did have, like, a string of feature films. You can't just say House Party or Friday without looking at the fact that he managed to be in, I think it was, Menace to Society, Lethal Weapon 3 with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, Players Club, I Got the Hookup, Vaps with Halle Berry. So, you know, that was the thing. And I think he was on, or maybe some guest spots on Martin, with Martin Lawrence, or Moesha with Brandy, and the Jamie Foxx show. I don't remember him from the Jamie Foxx show, so I have to recheck some of those. But he's done a lot, so there you go. I know he was in 1990s House Party alongside Kid in Play, which the rappers' names are Christopher Reed, Christopher Martin, and DJ Mark Wiz. So reprised the role for the third House Party installment. So I'm going to at least take a break. I'm going to at least take a look. I have somebody who registered in, 216-773, 773. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing now?
I'm doing excellent this fine evening. Is this Brick House Wellness Empowerment Group?
Yes, it is.
Okay, then.
It is Samora.
All right. It's good to talk to you this evening. What is on your mind? Because you work on a lot of different things. What is in your peripheral vision? What is it you may be working on that we should be paying attention to? Or you might be taking a break for all I know, but lay it on me.
Well, first off, I just want to, you know, pay my condolences for, you know, a lot of people that have been passing away and dying at this point from gunshots. And also, you know, from the celebrities that are passing away from, you know, unfortunately from drugs and other situations and COVID. And, you know, just also a condolences for Mayor Jackson. You know, even though, you know, we all have our opinions of him as a political leader, I have mine as well. But as a parent and grandparent, I do feel for him because I do understand, you know, the death of a child. And I just pay my condolences to him and his family and hope, you know, they, you know, move forward with all of this. But also on another note, it's basically my main thing is, you know, I'm a health and wellness person, but wellness also includes things that are dealing on our social front. And because when our social front, which is the political arena, when those things are correct, then we pay the price in a lot of different ways that deals with our wellness. So right now I'm really dealing with, you know, the gerrymandering situation with the maps, how they're changing the districts, remapping everything, and that is a serious, serious situation. And then we have all these house bills that are out there that it's like we're, you know, when I think about it, they're being thrown at us really, really fast at this point. And I think it's to make us lose sight of what's really going on. And I'm going to tell you, my intent was never to be anybody political. But when I started working with political people and seeing what really is going on, that's what pulled me into it. And now I can't look away because is very serious for, you know, all of us here in our cities, you know, and our livelihood is very important. And, you know, I really want, what I want to do is basically start some type of civic group where we can talk about what's, you know, these political things that most people don't even understand. I was one of them. You know, I'm not going to say I know everything, but I know I never knew exactly how, City Hall works and, you know, what the council people do and the state reps, but I learned. And, you know, I think a lot of us are like that. And I just want people to understand what is going on around them. You know, it's very imperative that we try to grow instead of just sitting in what we're, you know, sitting and, you know, existing, because pretty soon we won't be able to exist well. You know, we're already having a lot of health disparities that food deserts and, you know, things of that sort. So, you know, gerrymandering is playing a big, huge part in how these maps are being changed that will affect everybody in our community. And so it's very serious to me. I know we, a lot of people were down there this week, last week actually, speaking out about the maps. And they had, you know, it's supposed to, this commission is supposed to be bipartisan, but it's not. You know, so, you were going to ask me something?
No, I'm just saying, what? Because I read from what I was seeing that it was heavily dominated by one party. And so break it down, because you were there in the meeting. So go ahead.
Well, they had like five or six Republican and only two Democrats of color, Amelia Sykes and her father. They were the only two. So how, you know, first of all, the commission, you know, the way that commission is, it was very biased. And on top of that, what they're planning is unconstitutional because it was supposed to be the 10-year plan was supposed to consist of, you know, public, you know, people that, you know, in the public, but it was not. And it was not, you know, the way that commission is set up is not fair. So the next thing that's going to happen is that most likely we're going to file a lawsuit.
Right.
And go from there. And, you know, when I look at the maps and I see what they're doing, it's very obvious that they're trying to gain the upper hand. And here's the thing with me, Al. I don't have an issue with Republicans or Democrats or independents. You know, to me, you know, I'm one of those people who I don't vote straight down the ticket. Okay, so I choose people who I feel are going to be the best for us. That's why, for one, I'm voting for Laverne Gore for the congressional seat, and she's a Republican. But my thing is when you get people who you know are not really caring or working for on the behalf of the community, that's where the problem comes in, and that's what's going on with that commission. When I spoke, and I noticed, I watched how everybody spoke, and, you know, Kevin Conwell was there, Terrence Upchurch spoke, Juanita Brent spoke. It was so many people, even people from the Asian community spoke. And when I got up there, you know, I was looking at how they was, you know, when Sue Dean spoke too, you know, her from Mobilize the Vote, she was up there, and she really socked it to them. But I noticed how they were looking at us. You know, only person that was really, like, responding, and you could tell that they were concerned about it, was Amelia Sykes. The other people, they just looked at us with dead eyes, including Governor DeWine. And so they didn't even care. They didn't care. So now, you know, it's going to be some heavy hitters for real in regards to this, you know, the lawsuit. I've already gotten a call on it. And so, you know, I'm gonna put it like this. I would have never thought that I would be getting myself involved in this, but I am, because I do care, and I care about my grandbabies. I care about people's children, their livelihood. I care about us as black folks, as black men and black women. And it's just, we have to, you know, put aside a lot of this crazy pettiness and work together to do the right thing, because we are not thriving the way we should. And if those maps go through, you know, it's really going to be a problem. It's really going to be a problem. It's changing the districts, you know. Like, A, for instance, Asiatown, you know, Asiatown is in Ward 7.
Yes.
It would be completely removed out of Ward. It would not be part of that district for where I live. It wouldn't be part of that district. It would be part of a district that's going towards the west side.
Wow.
So it's very detrimental that, you know, we pay close attention to these house bills and, you know, this gerrymandering situation, which is a very, very unfair and unconstitutional situation. And that's what I'm about at this point. I've been on calls, you know, doing a lot of things. Matter of fact, there was supposed to be a bus going to Columbus regarding the House bill. You know, I wasn't directly involved with that, but I wanted to try to get, you know, I can't go because of my children, because of the boys, but I wanted to try to galvanize and help people get there if they could, you know. But the thing about it is that this is nothing to sit on. We have to be serious about this. And I don't mean like we have to, you know, be like we're the Terminator, but just be aware. You know, we have to be able to be more educated on it and understand what's going on, because it's going to affect the schools as well.
Hey, I appreciate you for staying on it and at least being able to bring that information to us. So how can people follow what it is that you do, the whole Brick House Wellness Empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Well,
how can people follow you?
Well, they can go to my webpage, which is, you know, sometimes I can't remember it, but they can go to my website, which is www.BrickHouseWellnessEmpowerment7.com, or just follow me on Facebook under Dolores Gray or Brick House Wellness Wellness Women's Empowerment Group. And, you know, or send me a message if you have questions or if they, you know, whatever. You know, whatever I can do to assist or give you resources where you can find out things on your own, you know, I'm willing to, you know, I'm always open to help with that.
Thank you so much.
Find me.
I appreciate you. May you continue to be blessed and highly favored as you move forward, and we thank you very much for what you do in the community.
You're welcome. It's just something that I think God has given me that purpose at this point, and I'm just going to follow God's plan until he tells me otherwise. That's the only thing I can do.
I hear you.
I have to keep moving.
Thanks. Once again, we appreciate the phone call.
All right. Well, thank you always, Al, for being a great
media source.
Okay.
Hey,
have a great evening.
I'm doing my best. No problem. No problem. And coming from her, that says a lot because she, when it comes down to it, Queens Court Radio, I expect even bigger and better things coming up from her. I do, just because that's the way it's been. One thing I can say, when it comes to bigger and better, at least we had some good things happen over the weekend for the fans of football, at least in our division. Everybody is 1-1, but it allows me the chance to at least go through and find an artist by the name of Suave Gotti, pull this particular track out from, of course, GMS, that entertainment company itself, and I can play this. I'll be back shortly.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-volt. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David knows who about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A brown anointed white stripes. The C-Town light, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns, we came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like, where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Swab Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Amarius Randall and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
And of course, that is none other than Where My Dog's At, that Dog Nation. Dog Nation, sometimes people have called it Kai Dog Nation, but it's Dog Nation. But the Kai Dog Crew page is available on Facebook. That's all I can say right now is I thank people who tuned in. I thank people who work together. I thank you all. My show is more about hearing from the phone callers who call through. That's one of the reasons why I say have a pen, paper, laptop, smartphone, desktop, anything to take down the information that you hear, even notebooks, because I never know who's going to call in with valuable information. With that being said, I'm going to go back from the Black House Sounds Presents the Sheriff, but this particular song, I was not on. I wasn't on this track, but I like it. When you hear it, you'll understand and understand why. This was one time the song that was played on this radio show. It had nothing to do with me. I have to give credit to the artist who made the track by the name of Kill Say Mars. With that being said, I'm going to thank you all once again for at least taking the time to tune in.
Al Gordon. Blog Talk Radio, what it is.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill stay on the beat. Reporting live
this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Say got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to deny my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah.
Everybody, be safe, stay blessed. Peace.